Tonight our encouragement talk will be given by Dharma holder James Cordova.
This is prime real estate up here. it's really a quite a lovely perspective to be able to see you all sitting here tonight. We are, 10,000 leagues into it. Everything hurts. I notice by this point of Sesshin, everybody's moving a little bit more slowly, getting up a little bit more stiffly. And my daughter says, same. That's her way of empathizing. Same. And when we hit these awkward pauses at the dinner table, my son says, how about them squirrels? And so here we are, 2 days in. How about that Zen? How many different ways are there to say that just this is it? And apparently there are lots of different ways to say just this is it. We need to be reminded over and over again. And the interesting thing about giving an encouragement talk is on the one hand, wanting to encourage you, dig in, give it everything, and then a little more. And on the other hand, wanting to discourage you and say, just stop. Give up. Surrender, Dorothy, right? Whatever it is that we think we're doing, quit it. Accept, soak in the birthright that we have available to us here, to do nothing. I sometimes think I can't wait until I can retire so I can do nothing. Congratulations. You're retired. Do nothing. So of the 10,000 ways there are to say just this is it, I've been very slowly picking my way through Dogen's Shobo Genzo. I'm not even going to tell you how long I've been poking away at this. And Dogen's funny. he says a lot of things, and very little of it makes sense. But I like this one. So, Yunju, great master Hongzhui of Mount Yunju, one day he said to us, "You are trying to attain thusness, yet you are already a person of thusness. As you are already a person of thusness, why be worried about thusness?" And Dogen says, this is great, "You are an accoutrement that exists in the entire world of the 10 directions. You are an accoutrement that exists in the world, in the entire world of the 10 directions. How do you know it to be thus? You know it because your body and mind are not you. Your body and mind are not you. They appear in the entire world of the 10 directions. Because of thusness, you arouse a boundless aspiration for enlightenment. Arouse it. Once this aspiration arises, you let go of what you've been playing with. You come forward to hear what you have never heard and realize what is not yet realized. Even if this is the 10,000th time that you've heard it. This is not at all self-doing. Know that it is so because you are a person of thusness. Okay, here's where it gets good. How do you know that you're a person of thusness? You know it because you want to attain thusness, as you already have the face and eye of a person of thusness. Do not worry about thusness now. And even if you worry, it is thusness not to be worried about. So even if you worry, it is thusness not to be worried about. Also, do not be startled at the thusness of thusness. Even if there is thusness that you are startled at or wonder about it, it is thusness. It is thusness not to be startled at. So, this is the final, the ultimate, the first and the last truth. From before the beginning, you are a person of thusness. Why be worried? And even if you're worried, it's just thus. Thank you.